Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and during this half hour of Motown Memories, we're counting down from the eighth most popular song as recorded on the U.S. Billboard charts down to number one. Well, this half hour will feature Lionel Richie, Marvin Gaye, The Commodores, Diana Ross, The Jackson 5, and Diana Ross and Lionel Richie together. Well, coming up, the eighth most popular song, Say You, Say Me. Well, Say You, Say Me was the second number one single from a movie entitled White Nights. It was about a Russian defector who happens to be the world's greatest ballet star. Well, Lionel's tune, which won the Oscar for Best Original Song, topped the Hot 100 just 3 weeks after the number one song Separate Lives was released. Well, here is Say You, Say Me, right here on Motown
Number 8. Let's get it on. Sugar, let's get it on. Ooh. We're all sensitive people with so much to give. Understand each other since we got to be. Let's live. I love you.
When we
are together. The moments I cherish with every beat of my heart. To touch you, to hold you, to feel you, to need you. There's nothing to keep us
a Motown memory from the Commodores, a number one tune from 1978, Three Times a Lady. Before that, Marvin Gaye's number one with Let's Get It On from 1973. And we start with Lionel's number one from 1985, Say You, Say Me. This is Motown Memories from Tom Fallon, and we're continuing to feature songs that reached number one and are the top 15 U.S. Billboard charted songs in the history of the Motown record label. Well, we've made it up to the number five tune, which is coming up, Diana Ross's Upside Down. Well, Diana Ross began her third decade in the music business in 1980 with the biggest hit of her career. Well, Upside Down demonstrated its potential early at the debuting at number 82 on July 12, 1980. It only took 4 weeks to rise to number 49, and then in one gigantic leap, it skyrocketed to the number 10 position. When it reached the number one position on September 6, 1980, it stayed there for 4 weeks, longer than any of her solo number ones. Well, in 1980, Diana Ross was teamed up with the hottest production team of the year, Bernard Edwards and Nile Rodgers. Well, here is Diana Ross, Upside Down, right here on Motown Memories.
Number five. I cherish the moment with you. MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
Number 4.
Come on and sing my song. All night long.
Yeah.
All night long.
Yeah.
Jackson 5, with the third most popular song ever released on the Motown label according to the U.S. Billboard charts. That was I'll Be There, and it reached number one from 1970. Before that, All Night Long, All Night by Lionel Richie, number one from 1983, and we started with Upside Down, Diana Ross's number one from 1980. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and we've made it all the way up to the number two song. Well, coming up, Marvin Gaye's biggest hit of his career, I Heard It Through the Grapevine, a number one song from 1968. Well, it surprised some people that Motown would release Marvin's version of Grapevine. So soon, after Glass Night and the Pips took the song to number two just the year before in December of 1967. But Marvin's recording was a dramatic reworking of the song by producer Norman Whitfield. Actually, Marvin's vastly different arrangement of Grapevine was recorded before Glass Night and the Pips cut it, although Gaye was not the first Motown artist to record the song initially. Well, they really got credit for it, but Smokey Robinson and the Miracles were actually the first act to record Norman Whitfield and Barrett Song's great song, I Heard It Through the Grapevine. It was initially released on a Special Occasions album around the same time that the company released Marvin's album called In the Groove. Well, the song was also recorded by other Motown artists, notably The Temptations and The Undisputed Truth. Well, here is the number one Marvin Gaye version I Heard Through the Grapevine right here on Motown Memories.
Number two. Chose hands to make me blue with some other guy.
Tom Fallon.
Number one!
My love, there's only you in my life. The only thing that's right.
My first love, you're every breath that I take. You're every step I make.
That was Endless Love with Diana Ross and Lionel Richie together, and that reached number one from 1981. Before that, the number two song on the U.S. Billboard charts is the greatest Motown popular song ever released, Marvin Gaye's I Heard Through the Grapevine, number one from 1968. Well, that brings this hour of Motown Memories to a close. We've featured top 15 number one songs on the U.S. Billboard charts on the Motown record label. Hope you enjoyed this show. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.